Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camphouse and make yourself at home.
The Dallas Safari Club meets monthly at chapters across the U.S. If you'd like to attend or start a chapter in your neighborhood, visit biggame.org.
Hey, welcome. Front door to the camphouse at Big Billy Kender Outdoors, brought to you by Calming Care. It very gently over time settles the overactive dog. I can save you $5 off your next order. Come see me at bbkoradio.com. Coronavirus, it is the topic of most conversation these days and how it affects our daily lives. And I wondered about a month ago, that ozonics machine that I use to kill my scent while I'm hunting, could the ozone that that machine produces also kill coronavirus bacteria in my home, my truck? I went straight to the source. The president of the company is Buddy Pyland. I've got him on the Big Billy Kender Outdoors Trot Line now. Hey, Buddy, welcome.
Well, thank you, Billy. I appreciate that. It's good to be here.
You know what? I had to go straight to the source. I had to find an answer because I have no idea if my ozonics machine will fight virus and bacteria. I don't know. But I know I've been running it in my home for about a month, and I'm really happy that I'm doing that because it makes me and my whole family feel better about things. Am I actually doing any good with bacteria? Can ozone fight bacteria, Buddy?
Absolutely. And in the end, what human odor is bacteria, right? It's bacteria released from the human body. And from a hunting perspective, that's what we've done for 13 years. And what we brought to market back in 2007 is that you get in a tree, the human odor produced by you, which is bacteria, leaves your body. We dump ozone in a downwind airstream, and that ozone at a molecular level attacks that bacteria and begins to either destroy it completely or unravel that DNA sequence and change it or alter it molecularly into something that it wasn't before. So it was human before, but now it's changed and the deer doesn't recognize it. And it reduces it to the point that an animal, you know, that thinks you're 400 yards away when in reality you're 20 yards away. So absolutely, that was our bread and butter from the beginning, is destroying bacteria.
The SARS epidemic a few years ago, I think there was a study done about how ozone affected that, wasn't there?
Yes, sir. There's been several, but there is a particular study that says that you need about 0.3 parts per million for a 3-minute hold. So it means you would create a, just like we teach in hunting, time and concentration, but from a scientific or medical standpoint, you would talk about a minimum effective dose. So a minimum effective dose for ozone to destroy or kill the SARS virus is, again, 3 parts per million on a 3-minute hold. And it's proven effective against that.
Okay. So the coronavirus, COVID-19, from what I hear from the TV doctors, it's not a whole lot different than SARS.
Well, and again, I'm just a railroader and a
sure.
hunter who loves the bow hunt. But yes, what I've read and what I've been told is that they're basically genetic cousins that share the last numbers I've seen were about 80% structure wise. And so it could be assumed, and again, I'm not a doctor or a scientist, but it could be assumed that if it's effective against SARS, we would hope that it's effective against light, lipid-covered like viruses. Ozone's been proven to be very effective against most viruses that have a similar structure.
Yeah. Yeah, and we do want to be very upfront about that. We're not making any claims here whatsoever, but there has been some research done as far as SARS and other bacteria goes, and it is scientifically proven that ozonics machines like go in, like Buddy said earlier, and just destroy or take apart bacteria. And so it makes good sense to me to run my machine for my family in my home, and we move it around room to room. It's just another step, like washing my hands or putting on a mask if I'm in a crowd.
Right. It's a tool in your arsenal. And what I, there's a couple things. Obviously, these units are designed for hunting. If you're going to use them as a sanitation device like you're doing, you just need to make sure that obviously you clear people out of the room you're treating, and let it fill with ozone, and then air it, you know, seal it off, go back in there, make sure no pets, people, or plants. I call it the three P's. Make sure no pets, people, or plants are in there. Fill it up with ozone, treat it, and then go back in, let it air out for 20, 30, 40 minutes. And then pull your unit and do it again somewhere else. So of course, you can also use your dry wash bag to treat packages or clothing that you believe may have been exposed. Our dry wash mode is super effective, and it reaches levels that definitely will kill the SARS virus.
For folks that are maybe learning about ozonics for the very first time, listening to this show today, and they think this might make good sense to them, and they want to learn more about producing ozone in their environment, where can they go and check you out online, buddy?
OzonicsHunting.com, all one word, O-Z-O-N-I-C-S, hunting.com.
There you go, and I'll have a link up at our website as well for anybody who's maybe driving or sitting out there trying to kill a turkey in the woods listening to the earbuds this morning. Well, you can get the information later when you catch up with the website. Buddy, I really appreciate the time. I'm loving the ozonics. It works.
Appreciate being here, Billy, and thank you for your time.
Buddy Pylon with ozonics. Go get your backpack. Break out the ozonics. Kill some bacteria. Hey, this corner of the camp house brought to you by Calming Care, a probiotic that calms the overactive dog. Learn more at bbkoradio.com.
This is Eddie Salter. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Hi, I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director of Dallas Safari Club, and I want to welcome you to our show on great radio stations across the country and Sirius XM Channel 131. With humble beginnings, Dallas Safari Club began to grow through the years, as did our efforts to conserve wild things and wild places. Our membership has stretched beyond Dallas, Texas, and now reaches around the globe. We have continued to conserve precious resources, teach future outdoorsmen and women about the pure, safe joy of our outdoor heritage, and stand strong to protect your right to hunt, fish, and enjoy the shooting sports. Many thousands have seen the importance of our work and joined us at DSC. Safari can be an overnight camping trip at a state park or a hunt on a foreign continent. We at DSC celebrate safari near and far, and our hope through our partnership with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is that you will see the importance of this work and become a part of it with us. To learn more about our mission and for membership information, spend a few minutes with us at biggame.org.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and for years I've hunted in some of the toughest conditions on earth. That's why I count on Hornady Outfitter Ammunition. From the back country to the back 40, you can trust Outfitter Ammunition. Featuring corrosion-resistant nickel-plated cases that are sealed watertight and topped with the accurate and rugged GMX bullet, Outfitter Ammunition is designed to perform under the toughest conditions. Outfitter Ammunition from Hornady.
Learn more about Hornady Outfitter Ammo at Hornady.com.
Everest, the first online multi-merchant marketplace for the hunting, fishing, and outdoor worlds. We're a community driven by our passion for the outdoors. Shop a broad range of retailers offering hundreds of thousands of products. Hunt, shoot, fish, hike, camp. At Everest, you can interact, participate, contribute, learn, transact, and give back. What's your Everest? Gear up today at Everest.com.
As I travel the nation on great hunting and fishing adventures, I find true treasures along the trail. Places that are a must stop every time we pass through. One of those places is the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store in Goodnight, Texas. This is the only place on earth that features all things buffalo. Historical artwork featuring the West and, of course, the bison. Jewelry collections from Santa Fe's Turquoise Moon, Native Bay, and many more. Handmade Damascus steel knives, including the newly designed steak knife collection. On my most recent stop at Buffalo Gold in the Texas Panhandle, I bought an extremely comfortable pair of buffalo hide boots and another pair of buffalo wool socks. The socks, hats, gloves, and beanies are the softest and warmest that I've ever owned, and trust me, I've been through them all. Usable and unique. The Buffalo Gold Herdware Store is on Highway 287, just 40 miles southeast of Amarillo. A short drive and worth the trip from Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado. And for folks further away, shop them online at buffalogold.net.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Swapped Neighbor Jones some good cigars for an evening hunt in the honey hole. Come along with Big Billy Kender Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
In a nutshell, the DSC is low overhead and high return to wildlife conservation, outdoors education, and the preservation of hunting, fishing, and shooting. BigGame.org.
Hey, welcome back to the Camp House. If you've made a little trip over to bbkoradio.com before and visited our website, you've seen the stunning, the spectacular photography of Russell Graves. I've got him on the Big Billy Kinder Outdoors Trot Line. It's been too long. Russell, welcome back.
It has been, Billy. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. I hope your family's all healthy through this terrible virus that's circling around the globe. Are you guys doing okay?
We are. Luckily, we live in the country, and life hasn't changed too much for us because we've been practicing social distancing for years now.
Yeah, you have. Well, I'm sure glad to have you back. I'll never forget when we first started our radio show 10 years ago, we went on the air with one radio station. In the beginning, we were on one station, and I got a call from a guy named Russell Graves that I had only read about and seen pictures about. You left a message saying, man, love your show. You said it's got soul. That meant a lot to me. That meant I was pouring myself into it. And meant a lot to me then, Russell. You'll never know how much when you're first starting a business and you get an endorsement like that from someone like you. I want to say thank you again.
I remember where I was when I first heard your show. I was in the wild between Guthrie and Aspremont, and that's when I heard you that morning.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I remember you were rolling around out west in Bob White quail country. And boy, we've both covered a lot of ground since then. You have grown and expanded a lot. For folks that aren't familiar with Russell, he's a wildlife photographer. He's a nature photographer. He has done commercial work for, golly, just every outdoor company you know of. He's done photography work for those folks, and he's appeared in so many publications, print and online, that we won't even begin to try and name them all. But he's in high demand for his work, and he has a couple of brand new books that I'm pretty excited about. The Big Book of Wildlife and Nature Photography. In a nutshell, what are these two books, Russell?
Yeah, so you said it. The Big Book of Wildlife and Nature Photography is just that. It's a big book. I mean, I need to mention it's an e-book. I wanted to do the e-book format, and I'll explain that a little bit more in just a bit. But, you know, I've spent the past 2 years working on this. Well, essentially, I've spent the past 30 years working on it. I've poured just about everything I know about wildlife and about nature photography, not only the technical side of photography, but there's also a good dose in there of just being a naturalist and understanding how to get close to animals and thinking like a hunter and doing all the things that I learned to do over time, putting me in writing and then making it in a presentation where people can kind of flip through on their computer or on their tablet, or if they want to print it out themselves, flip through it and just learn, kind of pick my brain through the pages and just learn what I know about the craft.
300 plus photos, not only great nature photos, but technical info about each photograph what equipment you used, how you went about getting that particular shot. All of us carry a camera in our pocket these days, and we're sitting in the deer blind, sitting in the turkey wood, sitting in the bow of the boat. We want to take better pictures. Boy, here's your answer. Go get a copy of this thing, and you're going to get a really inexpensive lesson from one of the very best on planet Earth. Technical info that comes along with these photos, that's I don't know how you put a value on that, Russell, but it's underpriced at $14-15.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the, so far, it's been out for about a week now, and so far, that's been probably the biggest positive feedback I've got is the technical info. Every picture in there, I put my camera settings, what lens I use, the camera I use, everything that it took to make that picture, I've got it. And like me, I learned to take pictures by looking at other people's pictures and trying to, you know, back in the days of film and trying to dissect how people took those pictures. Well, now the recipe's given to you. You just got to understand how to get yourself in that situation to be able to make that picture. So, you know, I think the technical info, again, it was kind of a last minute decision, but I think it was the right decision, and it's been pretty valuable.
Yeah, I guess 60,000 plus words in this book, and I'm guessing most of that is instructional, how to take wildlife photos, how to get set up, how to get where those animals are going to be, et cetera.
It is. There's everything from how to use decoys to get animals close, to blinds, to using technology. Like, you know, hunters are familiar with all this technology. A lot in the photography community aren't. But, you know, I have a piece in there about using game cameras to try to not get good pictures of the animals. It's something that you can, you know, hang on your wall, but just as a scouting tool to understand where they're moving and when they're going to be there. And I think I need to point out, too, that there's actually two versions of this book. Version one is the big book of wildlife and nature photography, and then that's got the bear cover on it. And then the book with the elk cover is the big book of wildlife and nature photography, outdoorsman edition. And so I've touted it 60,000 plus words because the standard book with the bear cover, that is 60,000 plus words, but the outdoorsman edition has additional content for people like me and you who like to hunt and fish and be outdoors. It has additional content in there for how to best capture your adventures and how to kind of think about the process of telling the outdoor story and be able to come home with not only, you know, a turkey or a deer or a largemouth bass, but also a great set of photos to help tell that story well into the future.
Exactly. I think everyone that, you know, travel is restricted right now, but it's a good time to go to school and learn how to take great pictures or great video. And when we get back to traveling again, if you've got that, gosh, that brown bear hunt coming, maybe it's a sheep hunt in Tajikistan, where if you've got the hunt of a lifetime coming up, moose in Maine, whatever, don't go without understanding how to properly take photos and document your trip. It's not just practice at the rifle range. It's practice with your camera. Get good. Share the story with your family. You've also taken shot some incredible video through the years and edited some great video. There's 3.5 hours of video included in this $115 purchase. What's in that 3.5 hours of video?
It really runs the gamut. I've got a side project called the Wildlife Photo Show, so it's kind of a behind the scenes of how photos are made. You know, my blind set up, I'll even deconstruct with a map, kind of like the John Madden would do with the Telestrator when he was a football analyst. I'll even do that through these shows to talk about why I set up, where I set up, where I thought the animals would come from, you know, even using aerial photography to try to break down for people who watch it where, you know, why I did what I did to get the pictures I did. And it's really, so you've got the gamut of that, the Wildlife Photo Show, the educational episodes there. You've got a couple of inspirational pieces in there, like I just recently did a short film about Yellowstone National Park. That's in there. And then you've got some webinars that I've done that I recorded, you know, using one of the online platforms for presenting webinars. I've recorded those, and I included those in there as well. So you've got instruction on how to manage your photos once you get them in there, once you get them in your computer. You know, what to do to them if you use a program called Lightroom, kind of the basic workflow of Lightroom, how to manage your digital assets once you get them, as well as some other educational webinars about, you know, just about ways to be a better photographer.
you're going to get a college degree in photography from this guy. Russell Graves, like I said earlier, one of the best on the planet. And tuition for this class is only $14.99. That is phenomenal. Like I said earlier, underpriced. Russell, it is so good to talk to you, and I want to urge everybody to go take a look and pick up a copy of either or both of these, because I know you're going to want to give one to a friend too. RussellGraves.com, G-R-A-V-E-S, Russell, two S's, two L's, RussellGraves.com, and we'll have a link at BBKORadio.com too. It's sure good talking to you, my friend, and as soon as this virus settles down a little bit, we'll get together and meet and visit in person.
And let's go take some pictures.
Sounds good, Russell. Russell Graves, internationally acclaimed wildlife photographer. Hey, if you have a dog with chronic GI upset, you really owe it to yourself to keep Fortiflora in the fridge. It's worked 100% of the time I've used it. Learn more at bbkoradio.com.
Good morning. This is Texas photographer Russell Graves. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Say cheese.
Did you know Trijicon just introduced an expansion of their hunting rifle scope lines? Whether you're hunting whitetail or western big game, one of the more than 80 new Trijicon rifle scopes is right for your next hunt. These are all in addition to the brilliant aiming solutions Trijicon is known for, like the ACOG, RMR, MRO, and thermal night vision optics. Check out all the brilliant aiming solutions at Trijicon.com. Right now is the time to put a solid game plan together for this fall and winter. Dillon hunting blinds keep you warm, dry, and quiet, resulting in more time spent in the field. If you're comfortable, you fidget and move less. Dillon hunting blinds are a completely assembled one-piece unit with insulated foam walls. A marine decking fiberglass floor means no rot, ever. Framed glass windows that flip up and in with friction hinges, and drip rails on each window. Need vertical windows for bow hunting? We've got you covered there, too. The classic 4x6 features two fiberglass gun rests and a 4-foot shelf and a super quiet locking aluminum RV-type door. The Dillon name is legendary because of tough, long-lasting construction, competitive pricing, one-piece construction, and all-day comfort. At Dillon, we're ready for fall. Are you? Visit us online at Dillon, M-A-N-U-F. com. There's a Marksman Firearms store near you with locations in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury. And at all Marksman Firearms stores, we're ready for spring. Whether it's a new semi-auto, pump, or over and under that fits your needs for spring turkeys and sporting clays, we've got you covered at Marksman. Shotgun loads for the range and big 3.5-inch turkey loads, too. Make your mark this spring at Marksman Firearms. Learn more about us at MarksmanFirearms.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation salutes hunters for the role they play in providing critical funding for conservation. Funds generated by hunting licenses and fees, excise taxes on hunting gear, and donations to groups like RMEF generate funds that fuel land and wildlife conservation efforts from coast to coast. Celebrate how hunting is conservation at our annual fundraising banquet and auction. Be ensuring the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage.
This is Woody, Woody's Fairly Reliable Guide Service, up on Rainy Lake, Minnesota. I've been taking families, friends, and corporate groups fishing for more than 40 years. Crappie, smallmouth, walleye, and monster pike await you right outside your lodge door. Not only can I show you a wonderful time on Rainy Lake, I can sell you your very own island, as I'm a realtor too. So we can do it all up here and take a two-nation vacation with Woody. Over 90% of our customers make it back to dock safely. We hope you're one of them. Woody at RainyLake.com. See you here.
After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife: quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups. And we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, right. These people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com.
Hunters and fishermen gather here every week. Boy, we need another freezer. This camp house is Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club.
If you enjoy a topwater plug bubbling over quiet water or the first glimpse of a sunrise from a frosty deer blind, then you are the DSC too. BigGame.org.
Hey, thanks for listening to Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. We really appreciate it. Hope you'll come back again and, hey, bring a buddy with you. Tell someone about us, okay? If there's something we can do better, tell us. We'd like to hear from you. For more than 80 years, the American Sport Fishing Association has created a legacy of working hard to ensure our industry's future. And nowhere is this more evident than at ICAST, the industry trade show, where lasting friendships and business partnerships have been forged and forested. That's part of a letter from Glenn Hughes, president of the American Sport Fishing Association. ICAST is the big show in Florida every year where all of the folks from the fishing industry come together and show off their latest and greatest, their new products for next year. Huge industry show. And now that show has been canceled. Everybody wondered if it would happen or would they hold on. After all, the show wasn't scheduled until July 14th at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando. But canceling turns out to be the only decision that could have been made. ICAST will now be an online version, a virtual trade show. Big news from the fishing industry the other day when they announced that there would be no ICAST 2020. Hey, we have a great assembly of pros here at BBKO Radio. One of those guys from the bass fishing world is KJ, Kelly Jordan. He's been known to catch a giant or two in his life and knows a lot about those bedding bass that a lot of folks see this time of year.
There's a lot of things that, you know, I have in my arsenal. Let's say I'm at a sight fishing event or, you know, a spawning event. I'll always have at least one swim bait tied on, because you could catch a lot of fish that are either not on the beds and really close, because we all know the big females are going to be either on the beds or real close or on beds that you can't see.
Right.
They're probably going to be shallow or in the vicinity you're trying to get shallow. So you can capitalize and get some really big bites on a swim bait. That's what a swim bait does. It gets great big bites. Always have a big swim bait. I mean, I'm talking about the big ones, too. The big, you know, ospreys, that kind of stuff. Usually, you know, the non-weighted ones, the ones that go maybe surface to maybe a foot or two down, you just slow roll them in. While I'm looking, another deadly bait to use for, you know, fishing around is, you know, all the weightless baits that we have nowadays that are all the descendants of the wacky worm,
yeah,
which was formed, you know, first done right here in East Texas. You know, the progression of the wacky worm is the all-time favorite, the Cinco. The Cinco is, if it's not the most deadly spawn time bait that there is, it's in the top two or three. Always have one of those tied on. It's the great bait for blind casting, fishing around in the spawn, and also for fishing beds. When I'm fishing beds, my preferred way to catch them is when I'm not looking at them. I'll find them, and then I know where they are, and then I try to let them rest and get to where they don't know I'm there anymore. I always give them a good workover with long distance with a weightless bait of some sort. Then when you have to go in and go toe-to-toe with them, say, okay, that's not working either. I'm going to have to work them over. You know, and that's getting in the bed, figuring out where the sweet spot is in the bed sometimes, you know, to where there's only one place where your bait is that really makes them mad and they're liable to bite. Or if they're leaving and barely coming back. I mean, there's a million scenarios. But generally, you know, I throw Texas Rig soft plastics on them, and there's several that I use. I like to use tubes. I like to use a couple creature baits. Texas Rig trick worm or finesse worm is always deadly. That's probably, if I had one bait, that would probably be it. First sight, visually sight fishing, Texas Rig trick worm. You know, almost a shaky head, but I'm throwing a lot of times on 25-pound line with a big hook and about a quarter or 3/8 ounce weight. Lizards are good. You know, there's little crawfish is probably one of my favorite ones, too. There's a lot of little baits now that are really realistic and look like brim, crawfish, you know, you name it, some other kind of baits. Those can be deadly, too. So that's pretty much the three things I use. I use a swim bait, I use a weightless bait, and I use something Texas Rig. Now, you can use a jig. Yep. A lot of times the jig is real effective on a bed. I think sometimes when the skirt is there, it kind of moves a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I would tell you this. If you're trying to catch a really big bass, a jig is not the way to go. It is a lot easier to put a lot bigger hook in a Texas Rig bait. And you can get it removed farther from that lead head.
Right.
And once you have them on, they can shake around and throw the lead at the line if it's Texas Rig, whatever. I just think that not only is your hooking ratio as good, your landing ratio, which is the most important part, is I would much rather have about a 7-aught Texas Rig something down there than a jig with a 5-aught hook if I have a big bass down there. You know, that's my personal preference, and I've caught a lot of big ones.
Yep, you have.
You know, each his own. Jig is deadly, but, man, they have these things out there that are skirts that you can put on a Texas Rig now.
Yeah.
You know, there's several of those out there. So if you want the skirt on there, I think it does the same thing a jig does. You can have that 6-aught or 7-aught hook on there on some kind of really deadly-looking Texas Rig soft plastic. And when you set the hook, you got nothing but hook there with that big fish. So, you know, that's my, you know, opinions and my preferences. You know, but each is on there. Everybody has a little wrinkle they like to throw, a little favorite little color or bait. I will tell you this on colors. The most natural colors generally will catch them way faster than the bright colors. A lot of people like to throw whites and chartreuses and even oranges because they can see where the bait is. Now, if that's important to you, go ahead and do that because they will bite those colors. But you can't, if you have some kind of green or brown looking bait out there that's real natural color, 95% of the time you'll catch them way faster on a natural color bait than a bright color bait. Just so you know. Nothing you can, but there it is.
There it is. You're talking about seeing the bait, sight fishing. Oakley, I know, is one of your partners supporting Kelly Jordan. Man, that really can help a day of fishing. That can really help your accuracy. That can help you see what's going on. Your sunglasses can actually help you get more, set the hook more.
Well, you know, it's like this. You got to have a good pair of polarized sunglasses. If you don't, you'll probably never see them on the bed. And then when we get into this polarized sunglasses, it's just like different brands of binoculars out there, different brands of scopes. There's a really base model ones, and then there's the super high-end ones. And is there a difference? Absolutely. I cannot tell you how much difference there is. You may not think there is a difference, but I can go with somebody in a boat with a different pair of glasses than my Oakleys, and a whole bunch of them, I can say, do you see that fish right over there? And they'll never see him. Or if they do, they really can't kind of get him. You know, there is a difference. There's a quality glasses. You know, it's not just in the tints and the colors. That's a big part of it, but it's also in the actual processing of the lens and how they transmit light and how good of an image that they form and, you know, where it lets you see the fish. Quality polarized sunglasses are a must. And Oakley polarized sunglasses are the best polarized glasses on the market. I'm not the only guy that thinks that.
He's not saying that because they're his sponsor, one of his sponsors. You wouldn't wear that patch on your shirt if it didn't work, and I know that. I appreciate that about you.
Well, before Oakley was ever one of my sponsors, I got to try. I was given a pair when they first broke into the polarized glass market. I got a pair of Oakley polarized sunglasses 1 week before we had a sight fishing tournament at Santee Cooper, South Carolina. First time I'd ever used Oakley polarized sunglasses. I've been sight fishing my whole life. Used all kinds of different glasses.
Sure.
Well, guess what? I won that tournament.
And he's still wearing his Oakley.
And I caught him right around guys that didn't see the same fish I was looking at, and I caught and I won that tournament by catching a lot of really big bass. And let me tell you, it is amazing.
Major League Fishing's Kelly Jordan, KJ, fishing those bedding bass, spawning bass, that we see this time of year. And we've still got a lot of ground to cover today. When we come back, we're going to head for the great state of Montana and the Wild Sheep Foundation. Gray Thornton is president and CEO of the Wild Sheep Foundation. And they've produced a new film that you and your family will enjoy right there as you shelter in place. Plus, later on, one of the finest bass fishermen ever, and one of the finest human beings ever, Jay Yellis, is going to join me to talk about his upcoming induction into the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame. We'll talk to Jay from his home in Oregon.
Hi, I'm Mike Checkett with Ducks Unlimited TV, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
When you visit the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas, you'll feel like you're millions of miles away from the hustle and bustle of the city. Our lakefront campground features great amenities like our huge new pavilion that's perfect for family reunions, weddings, and holiday gatherings. High-def cable at every site and fast free Wi-Fi too. The Vineyards Campground and Cabins can accommodate any size bus or RV, and we supply 50-amp service to every campsite. Our cabins are roomy and comfortable with views of beautiful Grapevine Lake. And our well-supplied camp store has everything you need for a campfire cookout or a trip to our private sandy beach. Bring the boat and enjoy our private boat ramp. No lines and no crowded parking. Want to visit shops with that special find or the latest and greatest? No problem. You're just a few blocks away from historic Main Street and Grapevine Mills Mall. The award-winning Vineyards Campground and Cabins on Grapevine Lake. Pay us a visit right now at VineyardsCampground.com. That's VineyardsCampground.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey. And for years, I've hunted in some of the toughest conditions on earth. That's why I count on Hornady Outfitter Ammunition. From the back country to the back 40, you can trust Outfitter Ammunition. Featuring corrosion-resistant nickel-plated cases that are sealed watertight and topped with the accurate and rugged GMX bullet, Outfitter Ammunition is designed to perform under the toughest conditions. Outfitter Ammunition from Hornady.
Learn more about Hornady Outfitter Ammo at Hornady.com.
At Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas, we teach the Bible, nothing more or less. The simple truth of God's love for us, even though we are all sinners in need of His grace. He supplied that grace through His Son Jesus so that none would perish but have everlasting life. Come worship with us at 10:15 Sunday mornings on Litzy Road in Roanoke or in the boat or deer blind at csbiblechurch.org.
The Dallas Ecological Foundation is now the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, or OTF. Hi, I'm Scott McClure with the OTF, and I wanted to let you know that aside from the name change, we are the same organization, a 501c3, doing the same important work for the future of American youth in the hunting, fishing, and shooting sports. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is the wheel that keeps outdoor adventures moving in our schools. Outdoor Adventures is in hundreds of schools across America, teaching kids in junior highs and high schools great things like archery, boating safety, camping, and hunting. It's a legitimate part of the school curriculum. Outdoor Adventures is a PE course for kids that just don't have an interest in school or athletics or team sports. They're not involved. The life lessons learned and the lives that light up when learning these outdoor skills are real, and the stories are fantastic. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is opening new insights to youth through public schools. If you'd like to donate or see Outdoor Adventures in your local school, the first step is to visit our website, DallasEcologicalFoundation.org.
When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail, painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granberry can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org. And I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granberry has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
The fish came from our waters, the meat from our fields, the heritage and history from our hearts. Glad you're in camp with us at Big Billy Kender Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
Our hunting and fishing heritage is much too precious not to protect and nurture. That's our job at DSC, and we take our work seriously. BigGame.org.
A true friend of the DSC is the Wild Sheep Foundation. The president and CEO of that organization is Gray Thornton. Hey, Gray, welcome, man.
Oh, Billy, it's good to be on your program. Hope all is well as can be in the great state of Texas.
I think as can be kind of wrapped it up there. Let me talk to you a little bit about Montana, your home. Where in Montana do you live?
Billy, I'm just outside of a small town called Manhattan, about 1,200 people. But we are west of Bozeman, and that's where the world headquarters of the Wild Sheep Foundation is. We also have offices in Cody, Wyoming. And I'm very, very proud to say we've got one of our conservation directors who focuses in on our bighorn and desert bighorn programs is in Rochelle, Texas. So we've got
nice.
Our roots in several states, but certainly have a foot planted in the great state of Texas, which I love. I lived there for 11 years.
Yeah, former executive director of Dallas Safari Club, lived down here, got your fill of Texas heat, and escaped to Montana with wild sheep. Good for you. Good thinking, Gray.
Yeah, a little cooler up here on all fronts, and certainly cooler in the winter. That is for sure.
You bet. Tell us about the Wild Sheep Foundation and the good work that you guys do.
You know, Billy, unlike elk, mule deer, whitetail, turkey, and the like, wild sheep, and in particular bighorn sheep and thinhorn sheep, the Dall sheep and the stone sheep up north, did not pay their way. We know as sportsmen and sportswomen the incredible conservation comeback and wildlife population comeback since the 1900s, where the angler and the hunter funded bringing these great wildlife populations back. Well, sadly, it didn't turn out so well for bighorn sheep in particular. There were probably 1 million, maybe 2 million bighorn sheep in North America, and that's Rocky Mountain bighorn and desert bighorn, when Lewis and Clark made their way west in the early 1800s. By the 1950s, 1960s, due to over-harvest from feeding a growing populace to disease, primarily from bringing domestic sheep and goats into bighorn and desert bighorn habitat, we lost most of those bighorn sheep. In 1960 or so, there were 25,000 bighorn sheep in Canada, Mexico, and the United States. Again,
wow.
down from that, that 1 million to 2 million, and probably 1 million's a good number to use. Fortunately, through the efforts of organizations like the Wild Sheep Foundation, our partners there in Texas, Texas Bighorn Society, we've increased those numbers up to 85,000. But the key is something had to be done, and like us hunters and anglers always do, we step in with both feet and our wallets are open, and that's what the sheep conservationists and hunting advocates did back in the mid-70s. They formed the Wild Sheep Foundation, and since then, we've been focusing on our purpose to put and keep wild sheep back on the mountain, and it's going pretty well.
Yeah, about as well as can be expected, because I was talking to Larry Wysoon a couple of weeks ago, and I said, Larry, this COVID thing going around reminds me of the sheep situation, a silent killer sweeping through, which can come in tonight, and tomorrow half of your population can be down. Same thing that happens with our sheep, and it's been a problem for years. And that problem, I guess, Gray, you mentioned it, comes from intermingling of domestic sheep, which are wonderful and important, and wild sheep, which are wonderful and important, but it's oil and water mixing the two together. Am I right?
You're absolutely right, Billy, and I'm actually glad, because, you know, Wild Sheep Foundation is a multiple use advocacy organization. We're not here to put, you know, domestic sheep, producers out of business. But you're absolutely right. They're, you know, the science is clear. Like Europeans coming to the New World, you know, we brought pathogens with us that the native populations, Native Americans, First Nation peoples up in Canada, were naive too, meaning they had no immunity to smallpox, chickenpox, you know, some of the other pathogens that were old world that we brought to the New World. The same thing has happened with bighorn sheep and domestic sheep and goats. Domestic sheep have numerous pathogens, as do wild sheep, but numerous pathogens. One in particular is called Mycoplasma ova pneumoniae, or MOV. And what that is, it's kind of a setup agent. And you're sad, you know, or it's sad to say, Billy, that it is very similar to this silent killer that we're dealing right now. It's a setup agent for other problems. And in particular with wild sheep, this mycoplasma lays down the cilia in their esophagus and allows other harmful agents to come into the wild sheep respiratory system, often causing pneumonia, and the result being all-age die-offs and then super shedders down the line, that for whatever reason, kind of the typhoid Mary, live with the virus but pass it on to their young, and to other bighorn sheep. And so you can have extremely low lamb recruitment for decades following a die-off. So, similar to what we're dealing with now, it's a silent killer. We learn more and more about it every day. Wild Sheep Foundation in particular spent millions of dollars studying this issue. And, you know, for every rock that we unturn and we think we've got an answer, we find seven more that has seven more questions. But one thing is for certain. If you want to keep, wild sheep and domestic sheep on the landscape, they need to be separated. They need to be kept apart. Very similar to the social distancing that we're dealing with right now.
There is a film available today only for right now, today only. So this is important information we're about to pass on here that, the Wild Sheep Foundation, did in partnership with Sitka Gear. And it talks about the struggles of wild sheep. It talks about the contrast wild sheep and domestic sheep and what happens when they get together a little bit. It's called Wild and Wool. Tell us a little bit about the film and where we can see it today.
Yes, Billy, we have been working for the last 2 years on a film project that is a balanced, which we see is a balanced approach to this very complex issue. And it talks about the interests of wild sheep conservationists, as well as the domestic producer and the challenges that they face. But the key is that it gives the audience an education on this very complex issue of the need to separate the two cousins, wild sheep and domestic sheep, and also domestic goats. We tried a little unique route for us. Instead of developing a film and putting it out on our website or wherever, we went the film festival route, and it was, we're very proud to say, was accepted to premiere at the International Wildlife Film Festival in Missoula, Montana, last Saturday, the 18th. With the COVID-19 issue, obviously no public events, so they went to a virtual premiere of it, and it opened up on the 18th, and it goes through today, the 25th, and you can watch it on the International Wildlife Film Festival website. So just Google International Wildlife Film Festival, type in Wild and Wool, and you'll see about a 23-minute, very, very well done with our producers film that'll educate you on this complex issue. It'll then drop off their site and then will be played again over the summer at the Telluride Film Festival. And then once that's over, we'll put it on our website and get it out a little bit beyond the film festival side.
Hey, Gray, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. And we're going to link to the film at bbkoradio.com so folks can watch it today, but it's going to be gone after midnight tonight, I guess. So today's your only opportunity until later in the summer. Gray, thanks a million. We really appreciate you.
You got it, Billy. God bless you and God bless Texas.
In Genesis chapter 9, God himself told man that if it flies, moves on the earth, or swims in the water, it is meat for us. What a gracious God we have. We celebrate that in this old camp house. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Our roots are in Dallas, but the DSC has grown globally to become a worldwide leader in wildlife conservation, the right to hunt and fish, and the education of future generations. Join us at biggame.org.
Hey, I'm really looking forward to our visit with Jay Yellis coming up later this hour. Jay will be inducted this September into the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame. And, man, he's just one of those guys that has been tough on the pro bass fishing trails. As a matter of fact, in his day's first time around with the Bassmaster Elites, he won an Angler of the Year, he won a Bassmaster Classic, and he won over $1 million. He made the move to FLW, won another Angler of the Year title, and another $1 million. He's back fishing the Bassmaster Elites now, and we're going to talk to him from his home in Oregon, Jay Yellis, Bass Fishing Hall of Famer, coming up later this hour. This corner of the camp house is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. Hey, it's the best fuel that you can give your dog, and there's a Pro Plan formula specifically built for your dog. Even if they have special conditions like an itchy coat or need added glucosamine for joint health. Pick up the Pro Plan that's right for your dog at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores, Oklahoma and Arkansas, Missouri, Texas, and Kansas. Bass Pro Shop's founder Johnny Morris is making it a habit now. He's handing out a lot of money again. This time it's in the donation of 1 million face masks to COVID-19 healthcare workers. Hats off, Johnny, and thanks a lot. Has Michigan gone too far? They've got a stay home, stay safe executive order that prohibits them from using a motorboat, jet ski, or watercraft in any Michigan waters. This executive order is set to expire at 11:59 p.m. April 30th. We'll see if it gets extended. It also applies to those boundary waters between Michigan and Wisconsin. The waters in Michigan territory are subject to that state's laws, while Wisconsin retains jurisdiction on waters within the state of Wisconsin. Captain Dave Zebro with the Department of Natural Resources Regional Conservation Office says that this boating order is similar to when a person operates their car into Michigan. You're then subject to Michigan traffic laws. I can see why those folks in Michigan have been protesting so largely and loudly. Turkey hunters checked in 2,430 birds during Ohio's opening day of wild turkey hunting season in the South Zone. That was Monday. According to the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, that number is down about 500 birds from last year. And this is cool. In Maine, in order to provide more opportunity for both youth and adult turkey hunters and still abide by current executive orders, Commissioner Judy Camuso, with the support of the governor, Janet Mills, is opening turkey season a little bit early, providing hunters with additional days to hunt this spring, and also suspending the requirement to register your harvested turkey. Under the revised season in Maine, youth hunters will now get 2 youth hunting days today and again Monday, April 27th, instead of only May 2nd. And the regular season for all turkey hunters will now start next Saturday, May 2nd, instead of Monday, May 4th. The season will conclude as scheduled on June 6th. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks had to euthanize a young male grizzly the other day, Monday, April 13th. It had killed 3 calves over a period of several days on a ranch east of Ovando in the Blackfoot Valley. The bear was also suspected to have been responsible for another livestock injury in the same area the week before. Because that bear remained in the area, continuing to pursue livestock, the only option left to wildlife officials was to put the bear down. Application period is open right now in the state of Washington through May 18th for deer, elk, mountain goat, moose, bighorn sheep, and fall turkey. The Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife will conduct their random drawing to select permit winners in June. Will we be able to hunt and fish this fall, Washington? They shut everything down this spring, including fishing, for crying out loud. Turtles need love, too, and the folks in Missouri with the Department of Conservation are reminding us to slow it down a little bit this spring. Give the turtles a break. A lot of turtles are run over by cars. In the springtime and warmer months, they emerge from their burrows and begin to hunt for food and mates. And they like that warm asphalt. They're cold-blooded. The turtles are out and about. Be careful. 89% of the field trial champions across North America are fed Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula. 30% protein and 20% fat. It is the hands-down absolute best fuel for your hard-working bird dog. Pro Plan Performance Formula is at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. May the 8th is the last day to modify or withdraw your Wyoming non-resident elk applications. May 8th. June 1st, another important date in Wyoming, that is the deadline to apply for resident elk, as well as resident and non-resident beaver, fall turkey, spring and Glendoe pheasant hunt, sandhill crane, deer, and antelope. The moose draw in Maine is always a huge event. People get together. It's a festive day. This year, that's changing. It'll be a virtual broadcast June 13th at 1 p.m.
Hey, everybody, it's Pat Green. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I sure am thinking about it. With Billy Kinder, I mean Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, no offense, man. You smell like fish, amongst other things.
Hi, I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director of Dallas Safari Club, and I want to welcome you to our show on great radio stations across the country and Sirius XM Channel 131. With humble beginnings, Dallas Safari Club began to grow through the years, as did our efforts to conserve wild things and wild places. Our membership has stretched beyond Dallas, Texas, and now reaches around the globe. We have continued to conserve precious resources, teach future outdoorsmen and women about the pure, safe joy of our outdoor heritage, and stand strong to protect your right to hunt, fish, and enjoy the shooting sports. Many thousands have seen the importance of our work and joined us at DSC. Safari can be an overnight camping trip at a state park or a hunt on a foreign continent. We at DSC celebrate safari near and far, and our hope through our partnership with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is that you will see the importance of this work and become a part of it with us. To learn more about our mission and for membership information, spend a few minutes with us at biggame.org.
When the aroma of Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing's perfection wraps around the place, it's a pretty good sign that today is off to a terrific start. And when the day ends well, too, trust your wild game to us at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. At Cinnamon Creek, we use a unique technique that takes advantage of all of the meat that an animal will yield. Combine that with our old-time preparation and recipes passed down through our family from generation to generation, and, well, you'll have all of your future wild game processed with us. Just one bite of our carefully smoked meats or fresh breakfast, German or Italian sausages, is all it'll take to explain why thousands of hungry hunters come back to Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing over and over again. You want all of the meat from your animal, and you want it to taste great. We get it, and we do that at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing, next to Cinnamon Creek Archery in Roanoke, Texas. 817-439-8008. 817-439-8008. From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com. Wing shooting in Argentina is an activity that must be experienced rather than explained. Dove are considered to be a plague in the area, so there are no bag limits, and there are no seasons to hunt them.
We've got 20 million birds on the roost, and they're there 365 days a year. They're there every day, all day. They fly 8 hours a day, every day.
At Cordoba Doves, you'll enjoy delicious food, exceptional hospitality, beverages in the field, your own personal bird boy.
Bird boy's job is to pour shells in your bag when you're going through a box every 5 minutes and keep count of the birds that you've shot and to bring you something to drink every few minutes. At the end of the day, we pick up all the hulls and pick up the birds, but you can't send him out to pick up birds at 600 or 800 times a day.
Experience the very best that Argentina has to offer through Cordoba Doves. Contact the U.S. Representative Lane Balky at CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caceria. Can see me in Argentina.
Outdoorsmen and women. Hunters, shooters, and fishers are the reason that wild creatures roam bountifully in wild places. This is where we come together to talk about it. Big Billy Kender Outdoors is partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
No matter where you live, the DSC is nearby. It could be a DSC chapter near you, or maybe it's a gun range that we fight to protect. It might even be a youngster that we taught to hunt or fish. We are the DSC, biggame.org.
I wondered about a month ago if my Ozonix ozone machine that covers my scent so well when I'm hunting would fight negative bacteria in my home, specifically COVID-19. So I started using it around the house. My curiosity got the best of me. Am I doing any good with this? So I called the president of Ozonix, Buddy Pyland. I shared this audio with you in the first hour, but in case you missed it, or any part of it, it's a BBKO Radio instant replay.
Hey, buddy, welcome to the show. It's really good to have you.
Well, thank you, Billy. I appreciate that. It's good to be here.
You know what? I had to go straight to the source. I had to find an answer because I have no idea if my Ozonix machine will fight virus and bacteria. I don't know. But I know I've been running it in my home for about a month, and I'm really happy that I'm doing that because it makes me and my whole family feel better about things. Am I actually doing any good with bacteria? Can ozone fight bacteria, buddy?
Absolutely. And in the end, what human odor is bacteria, right? It's bacteria released from the human body. And from a hunting perspective, that's what we've done for 13 years. And what we brought to market back in 2007 is that you get in a tree, the human odor produced by you, which is bacteria, leaves your body. We dump ozone in a downwind airstream, and that ozone at a molecular level attacks that bacteria and begins to either destroy it completely or unravel that DNA sequence and change it or alter it molecularly into something that it wasn't before. So it was human before, but now it's changed, and the deer doesn't recognize it. And it reduces it to the point that an animal, you know, that thinks you're 400 yards away when in reality you're 20 yards away. So absolutely, that was our bread and butter from the beginning, is destroying bacteria.
The SARS epidemic a few years ago, I think there was a study done about how ozone affected that, wasn't there?
Yes, sir. There's been several, but there is a particular study that says that you need about 0.3 parts per million for a 3-minute hold. So it means you would create just like we teach in hunting, time and concentration, but from a scientific or medical standpoint, you would talk about a minimum effective dose. So a minimum effective dose for ozone to destroy or kill the SARS virus is, again, 3 parts per million on a 3-minute hold. And it's proven effective against that.
Okay. So the coronavirus, COVID-19, from what I hear from the TV doctors, it's not a whole lot different than SARS.
Well, and again, I'm just a railroader and a hunter who loves the bow hunt. But yes, what I've read and what I've been told is that they're basically genetic cousins that share the last numbers I've seen were about 80% structure wise. And so it could be assumed, and again, I'm not a doctor or a scientist, but it could be assumed that if it's effective against SARS, we would hope that it's effective against light, lipid-covered like viruses. Ozone's been proven to be very effective against most viruses that have a similar structure.
Yeah. Yeah, and we do want to be very upfront about that. We're not making any claims here whatsoever, but there has been some research done as far as SARS and other bacteria goes, and it is scientifically proven that ozonics machines like go in, like Buddy said earlier, and just destroy or take apart bacteria. And so it makes good sense to me to run my machine for my family in my home, and we move it around room to room. It's just another step, like washing my hands or putting on a mask if I'm in a crowd.
Right. It's a tool in your arsenal. And what there's a couple things. Obviously, these units are designed for hunting. If you're going to use them as a sanitation device like you're doing, you just need to make sure that obviously you clear people out of the room you're treating, let it fill with ozone, and then air it, you know, seal it off, go back in there, make sure no pets, people, or plants. I call it the three P's. Make sure no pets, people, or plants are in there. Fill it up with ozone, treat it, and then go back in, let it air out for 20, 30, 40 minutes, and then pull your unit and do it again somewhere else. Of course, you can also use your dry wash bag to treat packages or clothing that you believe may have been exposed. Our dry wash mode is super effective, and it reaches levels that definitely will kill the SARS virus.
For folks that are maybe learning about ozonics for the very first time, listening to this show today, and they think this might make good sense to them, and they want to learn more about producing ozone in their environment, where can they go and check you out online, Buddy?
OzonicsHunting.com, all one word, O-Z-O-N-I-C-S, hunting.com.
There you go. And I'll have a link up at our website as well for anybody who's maybe driving or sitting out there trying to kill a turkey in the woods listening to the earbuds this morning. Well, you can get the information later when you catch up with the website. Buddy, I really appreciate the time. I'm loving the Ozonics. It works.
I appreciate being here, Billy, and thank you for your time.
He's the president of Ozonics, Buddy Pyland. Great information. Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula. There's absolutely not a better fuel for your hard-working dog, whether that's working cows or working birds. Pick up Pro Plan Performance Formula at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Hey, we've got just enough time for our Camp House storyteller. I sure do miss him. The late, great Ray Sasser.
Opening weekend of deer season, I was asked to guide a 10-year-old boy on his first deer hunt. I love getting kids involved in the outdoors and was glad to be the guide. The kid showed up at the ranch with his dad. They had a brand new rifle that had never been fired. When I asked if the boy had ever shot a rifle before, his dad said, "Yeah, I think so, at summer camp or somewhere." That's when I knew I was in trouble. This young man was set up to fail at deer hunting by the very person who should be his biggest supporter. If a kid was interested in baseball but had never held a bat, you wouldn't put him in a game with the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth. That's the baseball equivalent to handing a 10-year-old a rifle and expecting him to shoot a deer. Deer hunting is a pastime that consists of long, boring waits in a deer blind, punctuated by brief but intense encounters with game. You can't learn to shoot a rifle on your first deer hunt any more than you can learn to play baseball in a real baseball game. You learn through practice. Here are three things to remember if you're preparing a youngster for his first deer hunt. Buy, beg, borrow, or steal a scope-sighted .22 rifle. It's the ultimate learning tool for any novice rifle shot. Take the child as often as possible to a safe shooting area and let him blaze away. Use balloons or spinning targets, which are fun to shoot. Several hundred shots fired from a scope-sighted .22 will teach a youngster how to acquire his target through the scope and how to squeeze the trigger for an accurate shot. Number two, Take your young hunter to a deer blind and let him or her practice acquiring a solid rest from the windowsill of a blind long before deer season. Anytime you take a novice to a new blind he's never hunted before, spend a few minutes learning how to get a good rest from that particular blind. Number 3, make sure your young deer hunter has a rifle he can shoot without fear. Centerfire rifles adequate for deer hunting kick enough to hurt a small child. Yet there's a fine line between having enough gun to do the job and having too much gun for the kid to handle. My favorite calibers for youth hunters are the Remington 260 and the 7mm 08. Also, take a look at reduced recoil ammunition offered in popular deer hunting calibers by both Remington and Federal. By using lighter bullets and a reduced powder charge, they cut the recoil in half and still deliver a knockout punch out to about 100 yards. If you want to make a child into a deer hunter, dedicate just as much time and effort as you spent making them into a baseball player, a basketball player, a football player, or a soccer player.
Hi, I'm Sandy from Tony's Bait and Tackle here in Selby, South Dakota. Come here and hunt pheasants with us. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Did you know Trijicon just introduced an expansion of their hunting rifle scope lines? Whether you're hunting whitetail or western big game, one of the more than 80 new Trijicon rifle scopes is right for your next hunt. These are all in addition to the brilliant aiming solutions Trijicon is known for, like the ACOG, RMR, MRO, and thermal night vision optics. Check out all the brilliant aiming solutions at Trijicon.com. The world has changed. Life has changed. Now, we've seen firsthand how quickly and drastically we can go from everyday ordinary to life and death. There have been times when we all have just wanted to get away, but there was no away, no place to shelter that felt safer and more secure. You know, maybe now is the time to change that. We here at BBKO are teaming up with reliable and trustworthy realtors around the country that specialize in rural property. Did you know that your family can own a private island on international water or a ranch in the rolling Texas Hill Country? Room to spread out, room to breathe. Enjoy these beautiful places now and find a quiet place to rest when needed. Shelter from the storm might just be property for your family. We have more information at bbkoradio.com.
Since 2003, Bended Knee International has answered the call to take the good news of Jesus Christ and the hope of the gospel to the Navajo Nation and the people of Siberia. Many have never heard the simple but magnificent message that Christ is God, who loves us so much that he died for our sins, defeated death, and rose again. The simple message of salvation brings the gift of eternal life if we'll only believe it. I am Tom Watson, president of Bended Knee International. Learn more about Bended Knee at bendedknee.org.
Right now is the time to put a solid game plan together for this fall and winter. Dillon hunting blinds keep you warm, dry, and quiet, resulting in more time spent in the field. If you're comfortable, you fidget and move less. Dillon hunting blinds are a completely assembled one-piece unit with insulated foam walls. A marine decking fiberglass floor means no rot, ever. Framed glass windows that flip up and in with friction hinges, and drip rails on each window. Need vertical windows for bow hunting? We've got you covered there, too. The classic 4x6 features two fiberglass gun rests and a 4-foot shelf and a super quiet locking aluminum RV-type door. The Dillon name is legendary because of tough, long-lasting construction, competitive pricing, one-piece construction, and all-day comfort. At Dillon, we're ready for fall. Are you? Visit us online at Dillon, M-A-N-U-F. com.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or Nestra. This was the very idea of Nestra's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in Nestra field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. Nestra sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his Nestra championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and Nestra's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged into battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore. Men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth, who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
Believe that a creek full of fish and woods loaded with wildlife are good for our kids. And the kids tend to agree. At Big Billy Kinder Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club, we work hard to preserve both every day.
Remember the thrill of opening morning in the deer blind? At the DSC, we work very hard to ensure that your great-grandkids will too. BigGame.org.
The COVID-19 pandemic forcing a lot of people, all of us, to alter our plans. If we can do business at all, it's different than it was just, 5-6 weeks ago. And for the first time in its 83-year history, Ducks Unlimited is now offering event merchandise online in response to the COVID-19 social gathering restrictions. Ducks Unlimited is allowing supporters the opportunity to bid on exclusive merchandise, collectible firearms, and excursions online from the comfort of your home. In total, 43 state-specific online auction sites were launched on April 7th by Ducks Unlimited, and they're holding weekly campaigns into early May. Come see me at bbkoradio.com. You'll see a link to the Ducks Unlimited online auctions. These are in lieu of the banquets, the many banquets that typically take place all across the country. Hey, the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame will induct 5 new anglers and bass supporters into that Hall of Fame at the Johnny Morris Wonders of Wildlife Museum and Aquarium, where the Hall of Fame is housed. Springfield, Missouri. It's coming up on September 24th, 2020. We are going to be talking to one of those new inductees, Jay Yellis, coming up in a few minutes. But the Brian Kirchel story is one of the coolest in bass fishing history. Brian was the first Bassmaster Classic champion to emerge directly from the Bass Nation. He was introduced to the sport through a neighbor and was self-taught until he joined the Housatonic Valley Bassmasters Club. Through that bass-affiliated club, he qualified for the state championship tournament, made the 12-man Connecticut team, and qualified for the Bass Nation Championship in 1993 and 94, as well as the 93 and 94 Bassmaster Classics, making him the first to defend a Bass Nation title and qualify for a classic as an amateur twice. And at 23 years old, he won the 1994 Classic by 4 ounces to become the first amateur champion in history. Tragically, Brian Kirchel was killed in a commercial airplane crash just 5 months after securing his Classic victory. Brian Kirchel will be inducted this September 24th into the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame, along with Steve Bowman, James Hedden, Ron Lindner, and Jay Yellis. Jay, welcome to the show. Can't believe in 10 years I've never had you on here. You're one of my bass fishing heroes.
Well, thanks for having me, and I'm thrilled to be here today.
I tell you what, we are all thrilled. I jumped out of my chair when I looked at the names for induction into the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame in 2020, and I saw Jay Yellis on there, and I got really happy. Congratulations.
Well, thanks. Yeah, thank you very much. It's a tremendous honor, and something that I sat down and thought about it, you know, last night, and I'm being inducted into the Hall of Fame where, you know, all the heroes of my childhood growing up are my heroes in the sport are already in that Hall of Fame. And to join that group of outdoorsmen is a pretty humbling time. And it's just a great day for me and my family to be able to celebrate that as kind of a lifetime achievement, I suppose. But it's super huge honor and one that I'm really thankful for.
This is all going to take place, of course, at Johnny Morris Wonders of Wildlife Museum and Aquarium. The Bass Fishing Hall of Fame is there in Springfield, Missouri, Thursday, September 24th. And, boy, I just hope all of this COVID stuff has settled, and maybe we'll even have a shot or a pill for it by then, a cure. But, boy, I hope we can travel because we need a big turnout. And besides that, Jay, you and your family need to go down there for a week and just make a vacation of it and really soak it in.
Well, my wife mentioned going to Big Cedar Lodge the other day. She'd like to do that. We've been there in the past. That's a great property there on Table Rock Lake. I think it's owned by Bass Pro Shops. And we've had some great family vacations there in the past. And several of my friends and family have mentioned that they're going to try to attend that induction on September 24th. So you never know, something like that might be in the cards.
Sounds like this Hall of Fame induction is going to cost you a nickel or two.
It might, but yeah, I've told both my daughters I hope they can make it because it's a pretty special deal, and it's something that only comes along once in a lifetime if you're real fortunate.
Absolutely, and again, we congratulate you. You know, Jay, when you grow up aspiring to be a pro bass fisherman, you're going to put a lot of miles on your old pickup or in your case, a van. And you're gonna fish from east to west, north to south, and then you have a very successful bass career where you earn an Angler of the Year, a Bassmaster Classic, and win $1 million. And then you go fish FLW, win another Angler of the Year, and another $1 million. You're gonna put some miles on a vehicle, and all of that leads to this question. Have you ever slept in the back of a van, Jay?
Oh, yeah. Several times, especially in my younger days, I've slept in cars and vans and all sorts of things. You know, we traveling around the country and we camp out and fish tournaments and I haven't done that in many years, but I've done it, did it plenty of times as a younger man, is getting my start in the sport of professional bass fishing. Good memories.
All the hard times that you didn't know at the time were hard. You were just living your dream and you pursued it and kept going and performed at a very high level for many years. And now that's paying off with the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame. It's just so awesome. Living in Oregon, you fished a good portion of your pro career living in Oregon. Jay, that's not really close to any of the major bass fishing venues.
It sure isn't. You know, I got my start out west and went to college at Oregon State and started fishing after college all the tournaments on the western part of the country for a couple of years and anywhere from, you know, Arizona all the way up to Oregon and parts in between, a lot of tournaments in California. And then my dream as a youngster was always to fish on the Bassmaster tournament trail. So my wife and I moved to Texas to get closer to all that back in the early 90s, and we lived there for 17 years kind of just to facilitate being close to lakes and practicing and cutting down on the travel a good bit. We first lived down by Sam Rayburn. We lived down there for 7 years, then we moved up to Tyler and lived in Tyler for 10 years, and then we moved back out to Oregon in 2007. So I've been, you know, the last several years been commuting back and forth. I keep my boat and my truck back in the Southeast, wherever the next tournament's going to be. I have friends all over the place after doing this for 30 years, so it's nothing to drop your boat off at a friend's house for a week or two in between tournaments and then fly home and then fly back. And but yeah, it's not the most convenient spot, but we love it out here. And it's actually right now my boat's been, because of this pandemic, my boat's been at Scott Canterbury's house in Birmingham for about 2 months. Poor guy. It's in his garage though. It's in a good safe place. But yeah, we've had quite a break this spring. I've never had 2 months without a bass tournament in the spring my whole life until this year. So I think we're going to make all of these postponed Bassmaster Elite Series events up in the fall, and which is great because I love fishing in the fall of the year. It's one of my favorite times to bass fish. So that's what we're going to be doing a lot this year.
Yeah, and typically fall is only a special event or two for the elites. Typically you guys have mainly wrapped it up by then. So I'm looking forward to watching you guys fish the bulk of your stuff in the fall and into early winter even maybe. A little something new and different. Hey, we're up against it, Jay. We're going to have to take a little break, but if you would, hang on. I want to talk to you about Cast for Kids. I know it's near and dear to your heart.
Hi, I'm Walter Parrott. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
There's a Marksman firearm store near you with locations in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury. And at all Marksman firearm stores, we're ready for spring. Whether it's a new semi-auto, pump, or over and under that fits your needs for spring turkeys and sporting clays, we've got you covered at Marksman. Shotgun loads for the range and big 3.5-inch turkey loads too. Make your mark this spring at Marksman Firearms. Learn more about us at MarksmanFirearms.com.
Join the fastest growing shooting sports and outdoor community on the planet. Become an Everest Caliber member today and receive free express shipping on Caliber eligible products, thousands of hours of entertainment, early bird notices on sales and closeouts, partner discounts, give back to conservation, and amazing Everest and partner swag. Join the Everest community today. Buy 1 year, get a second year free. Use code CALIBER2020. Gear up today at Everest.com.
At Purina Pro Plan, we know that for a lot of you, your field trial and test season has come to an abrupt and early stop. We feel it as well. But we're all in this together, including our bird dogs. This is an uncertain time, and here at Pro Plan, we're doing everything we can to make sure your dogs will have nutritious ProPlan performance formula in the weeks and months ahead. We're working in our U.S. plants, keeping a safe distance from each other to make the various ProPlan formulas that fuel your champion and continue to provide industry-leading quality and safety checks at every step with every batch. We know that increased demand has led to some empty shelves, and we'll continue working hard to make sure that you can find ProPlan products on shelves and online. And we're sending pet food and support to our shelter partners who are working hard as well. Hey, thanks for choosing ProPlan. We appreciate you. The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the metal can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with 6 full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com. 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too.
Do you love to feel the thump? Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, presenting the all-new Wally Marshall Pro Series and Space Shooter Rods by Lewes. For more than two decades, I've been designing the best crappie rods on the planet. The Wally Marshall Pro Series crappie rods are built with IM-8 blanks, cork handles, stainless steel guides, fast tip, and plenty of backbone. Great for vertical jigging, casting, and trolling for crappie. New for 2020, Wally Marshall Pro Series Rear Seat Crappie Rods by Lewes comes in 10-foot and 11-foot, designed for the crappie fanatics that love to feel the thump in heavy cover. Hey, my favorite technique is shooting docks. Wally Marshall Speed Shooters are designed with an IM-8 blank, AVA foam handles, and airwave guides for the perfect shot every time. Speed Shooters come in 5'6" for tight docks, up to 7 foot to get the longest shot. Man, do I love the 7-footer. Hey, be sure to check out all my crappie rods and reels at Lewes.com or MrCrappie.com.
Big Billy Kender Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club. Now that's good camp house company.
Hi, I'm DSC Executive Director Corey Mason. I'm here to say thank you for making the 2020 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo another tremendous success. Because of your attendance, banquet ticket or auction bid, wildlife around the globe will truly benefit. Keep up with DSC at biggame.org.
Hey, drop by bbkoradio.com this week. Spend a little time with us there. You can catch the latest blog or see who's made the bragging board. bbkoradio.com. I want to continue our conversation now with Jay Yellis. He's headed for the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame this September. And Jay, near and dear to your heart is Cast for Kids. Boy, you've seen this thing grow through the years, served on the board 10 years, and now executive director. Jay, fill us in on Cast for Kids. What is that?
Sure. Yeah, Cast for Kids is it's actually the nation's largest children's fishing charity. We put on events for special needs youth all across the country to give them an opportunity to enjoy the great sport of fishing and boating. And so the foundation is in its 29th year, and we've been doing these events for a long time. And I was on the board for 10 years because I always loved it. And then the founder of the charity retired in 2015. So I transitioned to the executive director role. So I'm, you know, kind of leading the charge now with the foundation, and it's great. We have, you know, Texas is our biggest state. We're planning on having 25 Cast for Kids events in Texas alone this year, but we have events in a lot of different states, and last year we had 75 events across the country, and this year we hope to have more. And people that are listening, they can get involved. Just go to castforkids.org, and you can register as a volunteer at an event or donate, or if you're interested, we'd love to get new events started. And if you're interested in maybe coordinating a new event in your community, just give us a call or send us an email, and we'll get right back with you and try to plan one out. These events are just all about the kids, and we're just trying to love on them and show them that they're valued members of their community. And so what happens at a Cast for Kids event is that you have local volunteers that come out and oftentimes bring their boats, or they can help the kids fish from shore, either way. And there's lots of kids out there that would love to go fishing that never get a chance. And our events are for disabled or disadvantaged youth. So we have, you know, a lot of special needs kids or a lot of foster kids that don't get a chance to enjoy the great sport of fishing. And thanks to a lot of community volunteers across the country, they come out and volunteer, and we put on a really good time for these kids and show them how much fun it is. And then we have a lunch and an award ceremony where we honor each child, and it's really a fun deal, and it's a win-win for everybody that comes. So the kids love it, their parents love it, the community volunteers love it, and they're pretty special events. And so, yeah, if anybody listening would like to get involved, just go to our website, castforkids.org,
and check it out and contact us.
I tell you what, Jay, you're pretty special people that take your time year after year and serve these kids. Christ himself said, I did not come here to be served. I came here to serve. And, boy, you guys are a really good example of that. Can't go wrong.
Well,
and we
thanks.
Greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a Jesus is definitely was the best, the biggest servant of all time, wasn't he?
Yes.
We, in our small, imperfect ways, we try to emulate his servant's heart and be a blessing to these children and their families and provide an opportunity to enjoy the great outdoors and this wonderful fun sport of fishing. And that's what we do at Casper Kids event. It's pretty special too. Everybody, the atmosphere is just phenomenal because everybody's there to just bless these kids and show them a great day. And it's a win-win for everybody. So yeah, I guess that's why it's been going for 29 years. It's a great nonprofit.
Your heart is showing. I ask you about bass fishing, and you're excited about that, and you love to talk about it. I ask you about these kids, and you ramp it up another notch or two. You love these kids and love what you're doing.
I do. Well, that's why we do it. It's all about the kids. It's just, yeah, it's just the smiles that they get on their face, and they'll come up, give you a big hug, let you know how much they appreciate their time. I mean, it's you can't put a price tag on that, and fishing is just a great way to spend time with them and just they're awesome. There's a lot of wonderful kids out there that they just blossom when they come out to an event and they're being celebrated and it's all about them and it's just their special day. So it's pretty fun.
You bet it is. Absolutely. And you're going to have a special day September 24th when the bass fishing world pauses. To congratulate you and put you up on that stage and in that spotlight for a few minutes, along with four others inducted into the 2020 Bass Fishing Hall of Fame, Jay Yellis. Congratulations. What a pleasure to visit with you. And if you don't mind, I'm going to call you back and bug you again one of these days.
I'd love it. Yeah, thank you for having me on, and you guys have a great day.
Hey, Jay, thanks so much. Thanks for your time. Not only a Bass Fishing Hall of Famer, Jay Yellis also a Human Race Hall of Famer. What a great guy. I thought maybe this would be a good way to close out the show today. It's Trace Adkins, and that little girl, she thinks we're just fishing.
I'm lost in her there holding that pink rod and reel. She's doing almost everything but sitting still. Talking about her ballet shoes and training wheels and her kittens. And she thinks we're just fishing. I say daddy loves you, baby, one more time. She says I know, I think I've got a bite. And all this laughing, crying, smiling, inside's what I call living. She thinks we're just fishing on the riverside, throwing back what we could fry, drowning worms and killing time, nothing too ambitious. She ain't even thinking about what's really going on right now, but I guarantee this memory's a big one. And she thinks we're just fishing. She's already pretty like her mama is. Gonna drive the boys all crazy, give her daddy fits. And I better do this every chance I get, cause time is ticking. Yeah, it is. Thinks we're just fishing on the riverside, throwing back what we could fry, drowning worms and killing time, nothing too ambitious. She ain't even thinking about what's really going on right now, but I guarantee this memory's a big one, and she thinks we're just fishing. Really going on right now.
Hey, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we have together in this old camp house each week, and invite you back next time around. Until then, may God bless you and your bunch.